You know, it's this is really simplified, but you can only understand what you are. You can reach down and pick up the clay dirt because you're clay. You're from the clay. You can drink some water and understand because your body's full of water. You can only understand what you are. And so you can't understand the spirit realm until you get born again by the Spirit. You can only see in the natural. Unless a person gets saved and born again, they can't see the spirit realm. You can only understand what you are or what's in you. And so when you look out at the objects, you're just going to see objects if you're in the natural. But if you can look out at the objects as a spiritual person, you can see the object lessons, the types and shadows and the anti-types. And so those object lessons are being thrown at a person to push the person higher spiritually. So you're sitting there, you're going about your life or whatever, and stuff's happening to you and you don't think about it. And then so much stuff starts to happen, you start to sit down, you start to think. You might say, Lord, what's going on? What is happening? Why is all this stuff happening? Politics, why all the contradictions? Why all the fighting? Why all the division? And so then when you really break it down to its roots, you'll see that the face-to-face division is the birth in a concept or a baby conception. Have the conception and then the birthing. So when you're being hit with different things in life, it's a conceptual thing to get you to move to a new concept. It's kind of like moving from algebra to calculus. You have to think different. You have to think different. You have to go from a static mindset to a transient mindset. In other words, you can't understand the transient state, the velocity and acceleration. You can understand standing still, but when you study calculus, you understand velocity and acceleration. But you can't understand it till you study calculus. It don't even register in your mind for some reason. You're just going faster, you know. But when you do a derivative, the first derivative is velocity. And when you do a second derivative, that's acceleration. And so when you study calculus, you understand velocity and acceleration at a deeper level. But before that, you don't understand it. You just say, I'm going faster. It's like an exponential curve when you hit acceleration, right? So that's the way it is in the spirit realm. Once you get the Holy Spirit, you exponentially can grow. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here, there, a little, there, a little. And as you turn the cogs over in your mind, you start to grow more. As you fellowship and talk to other saints, or they, whatever you want to say, communion is what it is, commune, then you're going to grow. And so you turn the word over, and you grow. The word turn goes back to conception at its deepest level. It's a cognition. You're igniting some truth, you know. You're planting the seed and then it catches hold and then it starts to birth. There's a harvest, you know. Seed time and harvest. So that's the way it is in this material realm. So if it's just back to what I said in the beginning, you touch clay dirt and understand it because you're clay. So it's same in the material, the same in your thought life. So you put the seed in the ground and turn the dirt over, or you have a concept that you're turning over in your mind, and eventually you turn the concept over enough that there's a birthing there. And so you move from one state to the next state to the next state, from glory to glory, moving to your next state. And so this cognition or this contemplation or this meditation or this chewing the cud or this reflecting moves you to the next level. The reason that some people get stagnated is because they don't want to accept the truth. at one level. They get stagnated because they're not willing to accept what God's word says. So they stop. They stop growing because they don't want to listen. But if you say to yourself, let God be true and every man a liar, and God's word doesn't change, but I need to change, and then you can start growing exponentially because he moves you to the next. You have to pass one truth. You have to go through that dying process, and you have to drink one truth before you can go to the next one. And it's a process. The good thing about the way this whole thing's set up, because you're in the Word, swimming in the Word, being changed back to the Word, the good thing about it is no matter where you're at in the Pilgrim's Progress, you're being hit with what you need to hear from Him, through Him, and to Him. So no matter where you're at on the Pilgrim's Progress, you're being hit with what you need wherever you are. Because there's really no time or space. It's just now. You're hid in Christ and God. And so wherever you're at in the birthing process, God is hitting you with what you need at that moment. God is a Savior all the time. So if you're seeking God, asking God, knocking, asking, seeking, He's going to give you what you need, but you got to be willing to receive it instead of rejecting it. You know, that's the whole issue. If somebody gives you $10 to go buy you some food, you either receive it or you reject it. But if you reject the truth, then you're just pretty much causing yourself to be anemic spiritually. But if you receive the truth, you get fed and you move to you get more truth and more truth and more truth. And that's what's happening. So no matter where you're at, God is going to provide everything that you need at all times, because you're actually hid in Him anyway. You're actually drinking and eating of Christ moment by moment. Everything that you do is of Christ. And so God is everywhere. And so as you look around at the universe, you're walking on clay, dirt, and you got grass, and you got tree bark. You can actually eat grass if you need to, and tree bark. There's minerals in the ground. I don't know how you could separate them, but there's minerals in the ground. There's water, dew in the morning. There's dew every morning, so you got water every morning. Put a piece of plastic down and collect water every morning. And so why people want to leave the earth or think they can, I don't understand that. I really don't get that. Because you walk outside and you need water. And you need the earth, because that's where you came from. But to say you want to go to Mars where there's no water or there's very little, that's just ridiculous. People are crazy. Why would you want to leave the earth? It don't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. It's a lie. It's a demonic lie trying to promote something that's just not even going to happen, and it's not real. Anyway, long story short, you can only understand what's in you. So if you're just a natural brute beast, you can only understand the brute beast logic and life. But if you are a spiritual, you can understand the spiritual truth. You can see that everything that is around you points back to the cross. Everything around you points back to what happened at the cross. Everything around you is eating and drinking of the cross, whatever you're doing. Everything that you're doing points back to that cross. When you walk, you cross your legs. When you sit down, you cross your legs. When you go across the street, you're going across the street. When you take a crossword puzzle and try to fill it out, you're using a crossword puzzle. The word and the cross. Everything is the word. Everything is the cross. Everything is the blood, the flow. Everything about the blood is the flow. there's four root words in this reality: cut, turn, union, flow. That covers everything that you will ever do. It's so simple, it's hard to believe how simple it is. Cut is the cross, turn or versus, the cognition, the inner man turning the truth over. Union is communion. Flow is the blood flow, the issue. That's why the woman has the blood flow to birth. So there, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. You can't be born again without the blood flow. My point is, there's four root words: cut, turn, union, and flow. And those four words encompass everything that you do down here. To be able to see that, gives you some powerful insight that most people will never see. But if you understand, if you can figure out what I'm saying about cut, turn, union, flow, you will see through the whole thing. You will see through the drama. You will see through it's all really easy. There has to be a division or a cut or the cross for the look, the word leg means to gather. L-E-G goes back to gather. What are you doing? You're walking down here gathering food. What else are you doing? Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of men. This, he told his disciples that. You're trying to gather the elect with the gospel. Not you doing it, but Christ doing it through you. You're walking your way, walking about, trying to gather food or gather souls with the truth. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. And as you turn the truth over, actually what happens is the more you turn the truth over in your mind, the less noise you want to hear. The more you really get into deep meditation, the less noise of the system you want to hear. You really don't want to hear anybody else's vanity, the vain talk, the vain imaginations, doctrines of demons, doctrines of devils. You don't even want to waste your time on that. And you get to that point, you really do. You get to the point where your solitude is the most important thing, unless you're talking to another believer. Because you can hear from God. And you get to a point in life, as soon as you open your mouth, He starts to speak through you. But as long as you got the noise on, the news on, the TV on, the media, the lies of the system, I mean, really, we're not leaving the earth. It's the book of Revelation says it. And the whole world believes that they're going to leave the earth. It's just not going to happen. And if you use your common sense, you can't survive out there. If there was an out there, God made heaven and earth. There's nothing complicated about it. All this stuff that NASA, the snake, is telling people, it's all just to get you to believe a lie. If they get you to believe one lie, they can build 1,000 lies. It's all lies. It really is. It really blows your mind, the deception. Once you really see, the deception is so deep, it's so hard to believe. It boggles the mind. The devil is the master deceiver, and his minions are master deceivers. It boggles the mind. It really does. The only hope is to run to God, run to His Word, run to the Bible, get some truth, and cut the noise off, and just seek, ask, and knock, and He will, if you want the truth, He'll show it to you, but you've got to really want it.